Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We've got a special new and improved intro. For the first time in 3 years, we're doing an open to the public live event. It is limited to 12 amazing owners of cleaning companies that are doing six figures and want to do seven. You cannot sign up. You have to only get a call and see if you're a fit. But if you want info, growmycleaningcompany.com/live, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. If you would like info on hanging out with me, my bride, 11 other six-figure entrepreneurs who want to do seven, and get the entire clean profit method to the best of my abilities in just about 3 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. Suzanne here. I'm one of the mindset coaches with Grow My Cleaning Company, and I have the pleasure of talking about one of our clients that's been going through our elite program. Her name is Anna. And Anna's actually about to graduate. And I want to turn these podcasts that I do this corner into kind of like success stories. Something that brings everyone hope. Does that sound like a plan, Anna?
Yes, that sounds fantastic.
Excellent. So what would you like to share with us first? I should ask, why did you come into the program? Let's start there.
Okay. Hi, everyone. First, thank you so much, Susan, for having me here. I'm really excited. I am really excited and really happy that I joined the program. I was struggling a lot with my company. I have been running this for 5 years, and there has been constant learning. And the more time I put in, I found out that more I was struggling because there was so much coming my way. And I felt that with the amount of work that I'm putting in, I should get more results, positive results. And it was just emotionally very draining and at moments very overwhelming. And I did have work with other coaches. I did ask for help in the previous years. However, I was never successful with those people before. And I think the reason for it was because they were not industry specific. So I kept looking and I kept looking. And when I found Mike and Grow My Cleaning Company, I felt like, okay, this is something. And this is someone who know what they're talking about. They know what are the pains of our industry and what we need to work on. And that's how I signed up for the program.
Excellent. And Anna, where are you based and what type of market do you have?
So I am in, and I'm servicing residential clients, families with kids. It's been 5 years. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what would you say has been some of the fun and the success and the fear that you've had in this program?
Wow. There has been so much. I don't know if we have so much time.
It's like a roller coaster, right?
It is. It was exactly a roller coaster. It was excitement to start. It was fantastic. It was so amazing to see so many other business owners who have very similar or somewhat similar stories to my own and hearing them. So that was the part of companionship, you know, meeting new people, but also learning about the things that I that were new, and some of the things that I knew I have to learn, but I just didn't. Learning about the numbers and how to look at the business from that perspective, which is probably number one that we should all know, and very often we don't. What were other things? There was lots of ups and downs, like you mentioned. Um, some moments were very overwhelming because of the amount of work and information that this program offers. But now, being at almost week 9 and almost graduating, I'm somewhat laughing at looking back at the journey and where I am right now, because it's over. It's not over, it's just the beginning, but I survived. I went through the whole program. I touched all of the material. I've learned so many different things, and it's just fantastic.
Okay, well, let's go back to some specifics. The numbers. Tell me what surprised you in your numbers.
Let's start with the fact that I did not know that I was putting money out of my pocket to actually go and clean people's homes. That was number one. And number two was the fact that once I started having conversations with clients about changing those prices, even though some of them left because they couldn't afford it, or they did not think that, you know, that's the value, we are of the value for them. We had a bunch of clients that did decided to stay with us, that they were cheering for us. And right now the numbers are so much better. And it requires me less work. So my calendar have freed up some spaces, but the dollar amount is so much better.
Fantastic. Yes. Less stress.
Less stress. Oh my goodness. You can't even imagine. You can't imagine. And I may be jumping ahead of time on myself, but 9 weeks of the program and I am out of cleaning.
Yes.
So no more cleaning for me.
And what was the catalyst to that? What was the moment that you said no more cleaning and you created that to happen?
I was so spread out. I was cleaning. I was covering for shifts when my employees did not show up. I was doing bookkeeping, invoicing, sales, marketing, you name it. Every hat possible that you can wear in the business, I had the honor to wear it. And it definitely affected my family and my stress, my health. And I think I was almost at the point of breaking down. And I said, I either have to change something right now, or I will have to close this business and just say thank you and move on.
Wow. That's a hard place to hit, isn't it?
Very hard. Okay. Very hard.
So making that change, that you were stepping out of the business, what did that require you to have in place? Did you have employees?
I did have employees, but I did not have enough employees. And because I was so caught up into putting the fires down, I did not have time to actually dedicate it to sitting down and hiring someone. I didn't have a system for that. So it was constant chase.
Okay.
Right.
So what allowed you to finally say, I'm out of cleaning?
Well, getting to know the system. Mike and the team, you guys showed me how to, what kind of process I have to put in place and how much do I have to invest and how smart I have to be about that process. And just doing it over and over again. So with that one simple change that I have implemented, I believe in week 2, I was able to hire someone within 3 weeks. And not only that, I was able to hire someone who was a core value match. And that makes huge difference because the way I am able to communicate with this new team member right now requires me so little effort because we just understand each other.
So wow. It makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It does, because I believe that there are other business owners who, just like me, maybe did not understand what are their core values and how they operate. And sometimes I would hire people to my team that were not necessarily a match, because I just did not analyze this. I did not take this under consideration when hiring them. It was more of a desperation in the moment. So later on, it cost me a lot of energy to train that person, to have that person stay on and enjoy their time with us and with other team members. So that's, making that shift was beautiful.
Fantastic. That's important. So, Anna, how would you describe yourself when you started the program?
I was an optimistic mess. I will put it that way.
Tell us more. Who wants to hear about an optimistic mess? I do.
I was tired. I was overwhelmed. I was exhausted. But at the same time, I know that I am a very persistent person. And I said to myself, I will give myself this last chance. I have to do it. There's no other choice. There's no other possibility. And I can say that those nice 9 weeks were very transformational for me, because not only did I get to know the systems that I could put in place and that I can use later on, but also having option to have the mindset calls with you, Susan, every week, and listening to other people's stories, sharing those stories, sharing those ups and downs, were very inspirational for me.
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is, if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
It's one of the reasons I told Mike we have to do some podcasts like this, and I want to do this. Mm-hmm. Because it's so often, I think we're in our business and we feel like we're alone.
Yes.
It's like all of a sudden this hole is opened up. We feel like we're falling into the hole. We can't see the daylight. We're all alone. Mm-hmm. And we're not sure what to do. And mm-hmm. when you have a group of like-minded people, it helps make you realize that, oh, I'm not alone. There are other people that have felt this way or are feeling this way. Mm-hmm. And we help each other. And that's one of the biggest things that I hope to convey in this type of podcast, is that you're not alone. There are other people out there, and that makes you feel different, right? Right, Anna?
It does, because every day is different on this journey. Sometimes we are up, sometimes we are down. But getting to know those people and spending time with them week over week, twice a week, getting to know their stories, it's very uplifting. And there are so many wonderful people out there that have similar struggles. And for me, I found, I think, some friends that I'm going to have for a very, very long time. Some very strong individuals, very strong women. I think our group was very female group, and was full of strong energy. And so many of girls were so inspirational. They were just wonderful to listen to. And on those days where it was really difficult, they would give that positive reinforcement and energy to move forward and to not stop. So I really appreciate that.
That's beautiful. And they were growing just like you.
Yes. Yes. And a funny story is one of the ladies, Mary, she lives in the same city as I do. So we had a chance to go and grab a coffee and just chat with each other and listen to our stories and what's happening in that day and how can we move forward and how can we not stop and just grow and bring the business to the next level.
Oh, that is so special. So it doesn't happen often. I think this is the first time that you've been in that close of proximity that when you posted that and you said, we're having coffee. I'm like, what?
Yes, that was something. That was something.
So Anna, we started with optimistic mess as your description of where you were when you started.
Yes.
How would you describe yourself now?
Definitely not a mess.
Oh, come on. You've been with me more longer than that. We don't do the negative.
I would say I feel great. I feel great, even in the moments of a little doubt here and there, because those moments will come. I feel very positive. I feel very strong. I know that this is not the end of the journey. But I believe that I believe in myself. I believe that working hard and working with systems in place will take me a long way, far away. And I'm so eager to learn more. Right. And I think that you have to believe in yourself. I think part of the journey for me was the fact that I was at some moments comparing myself to others and, you know, their capabilities and their knowledge with technology and so on. And I think the shift for me was in the day where I decided I just have to work with what I have and not compare myself to others. And I have to learn in my own pace and build on that. And I will take this further with me. So yes, that's what I can tell you.
Well, I will add in, I definitely see a more confident business owner.
Yes. Yes. And I like to look at the numbers every day when in doubt, just look at the numbers.
That's interesting. Did you like to look at the numbers before? Did you have any numbers that you were keeping to look at?
No, I think I had some of the numbers, but I did not know other things that I was not accounting for. There were numbers that I did not even know how to use. And the moment all of that was put together into something clear, it was a shock for me. It was a shock for me to know that, oh, wow, I am doing charity work. It was fun. We helped so many families and, you know, so many employees. That was positive. But bringing that to other side and being in profit is so much better.
So much better.
Yes.
So much better. And I see that. I see the change in you. I see the difference and I see that confidence.
Yes. Yes. And I do my gratitude every evening and I'm saying, thank God I don't have to go and clean again.
Yes. Celebration time. Every day you can put that in your gratitude journal.
That's right.
And Anna, I'm going to take a little teaching moment, if you will, when you said you had to learn not to compare yourself with others. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I actually use and I teach in my own life. There's no competing, no comparing, no labeling, and no judging.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we always get that right, because we're all works in progress.
Yes.
And we still make mistakes, and we still sometimes label, and we still sometimes judge, and we still sometimes compare. But the recognition, the intention that I'm going to focus on what I do best, right? I'm going to learn from others and add that to what I do, and then we become greater. All of that is what helps make us successful. So congratulations on recognizing that I'm not going to compare. I'm not going to compete. We're different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just build on what you have.
Beautiful.
Build on who you are, on your strengths, and that's it.
Beautiful.
That's going to be the biggest fuel you can have.
Beautiful. And something else I always say is we learn from others, or we're teaching others, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say it's an employee and you're teaching the employee what you know, and they take what they already know and they become greater.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing when a group of us get together, like in this program. You mm-hmm. learn what other people know and you take what you already are, and we all become greater because we're learning from each other.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. So, Anna, tell us what's on the agenda now. What's your plan for your business? What do you see?
Building a team of giants for my team. And yes, growing it and working on those numbers to change them and expand.
Fantastic.
Expand my area.
And what's the celebration you're going to do when you get to that set point?
I think for me, it will be a trip to Argentina with my family.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
For a long time.
Oh, for how long? Let's be specific.
Three or four weeks. Why not?
Yes.
You know, having those systems in place and making enough money, I will be able to do that and have the life that I desire. And
fantastic. Well, before you finish up in the program, we're going to set that date.
Yes.
The date when you're going. The same way you had a date, get out of cleaning.
Yes.
We're going to set the date that you and your family are going, because everything will be organized. And remember, everybody, thank you. And remember, everybody, it's not always, it's perfect. You can't wait till it's all perfect. You just put everything in place. Otherwise, you'll never get to that dream trip.
That's true. Work on your version 1.0. That's a good Mike's, start.
Mike's words, 1.0.
Mike's words, yes.
Well, Anna, is there anything I've forgotten to ask that you want to share?
I would say, if you're looking for a coaching program that you want to work for you and you're a business owner, cleaning business owner, I would definitely recommend you signing up for this one.
Well, gee, thank you for that testimonial.
I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I'm going to brag it for as long as I can and wherever I can, but it's worth it. It's worth it. Don't waste your time on anything else. This is the program. I've tried many others and they were a waste of time. So if you're willing to put the hard work in and you're looking to succeed, this is the program for you.
Awesome. Thank you, Anna. Thank you very much for sharing that. It's 100% true, everyone. We have systems, procedures, things that we can share with you. But Anna, I want to congratulate you because you stepped in and you did them, right? All the systems and the procedures in the world don't help us unless we say, okay, I'm going to implement these. And you use the support system to help implement it. So congratulations to you, because that's exactly what you did. And that's why we're here celebrating your success.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope it's going to make a difference to a lot of people and send out a lifeline, if you will, in those times are tough. When you think, I just don't want to go on anymore, that there is something out there for you.
Definitely. Thank you for having me, Susan.
Thank you. So for all of our Cleaning Nation listeners, you gotta know Mike has a bazillion podcasts out there for you. Please have a look at our website, growmycleaningcompany.com. Find your support, find your podcasts, find your lifeline so that every day gets a little bit better. Whether you're in this program or not, we're here to help you. So thanks again for joining us. And Anna, thanks again to you too. Big hugs.
Thank you, Susan.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.